Final home game of the season coming up, the Dolphins and the Bills at Sun Life Stadium. To preview the game, we bring in John Kangemi. John, these two teams met 5 weeks ago. Not a good night for the Miami Dolphins up there in Orchard Park. What do you want to see them do better this time around?
Well, run the football primarily, Jesse. It was very difficult for the Miami Dolphins to win the battle at the line of scrimmage, so you'd like to see Reggie Bush in that offensive line get on track a little bit earlier in this contest. And with all the injuries the Dolphins have on the offensive and defensive side of the football, other guys need to step up.
Yeah, especially at that wide receiver position.
Yeah, I think that's going to be critical because Ryan Tannehill kind of built a rapport on the inside with Devon Best, on the outside with Brian Hartline. And now you're going to have a new guy in the lineup on the inside, possibly with Armon Binns. You're going to have Marlon Moore on the outside. You can have Rashad Matthews on the outside. May even see a little bit of Marcus Thigpen in the slot. So a lot of moving pieces on the offensive side. It'll be critical for Ryan Tannehill to be accurate, and it'll be critical for the wide receivers to give him a wide open window to throw the football.
And of course, against Buffalo, their coordinator on defense, Dave Wannstedt, you know exactly what you're going to get out of one of his defenses. A lot of man coverage and a lot of press coverage. On the other side of the ball for the Dolphins defensively, there's one guy I'm worried about, C.J. Spiller.
C.J. Spiller was a beast the last time out. The Miami Dolphins defense didn't have an answer for him, whether that was running the football or catching it out of the backfield. So he's the main key. He's the guy that makes that offense have a chance to be successful. If they can limit him to around 50, 40, 60 yards, somewhere in that ballpark, Miami has a chance to be successful. If he gets over 90 like he did in the first game, it'll be a difficult win.
Talked about the thinness at wide receiver right now for the Dolphins, kind of a similar situation in the secondary. Again, young guys, unproven guys, inexperienced guys are going to be asked to play a role.
Well, it's going to be really cornerback and defensive back by committee. You hope that Nolan Carroll is going to be able to be healthy in that position because he will solidify the other side along with Sean Smith. But as we saw last week, there were numerous guys that were able to roll in and roll out of that secondary. You hope that those two starters will be able to stand up. But if not, I think the guys that rolled in have experience enough to play against Buffalo that doesn't threaten you a lot offensively.
All right, there you go. Final home game of the season at Sun Life Stadium. For John Kangemi, I'm Jesse Agler. Hope you enjoyed the game.